We will not back down. We will not back down. We will not back down. We will not back down.
Today, protesters in support of the Ferry Creek blockade made their stand on the front steps of Victoria's courthouse.
A mere 10 days before the last provincial election, John Horgan stood before the voting citizens of BC, and he said that he would protect old growth forests. He said that he would implement all 14 of the recommendations of the old growth strategy review, and that action would be taken within 6 months. We are exactly 6 months from that time, and not a single tree has been protected.
The Teal Cedar injunction application was being heard by the BC Supreme Court. Protesters were expecting the injunction to pass and were beginning to prepare for coming arrests.
As many of you have done, as well as myself, we've emailed him, we've called him, we've protested outside of his office, and he refuses to listen to us. So today is our last cry for help. John, I know you want to sit back in your ivory tower and let them get their injunction. You think that this is going to work. You think that the fucking RCMP is going to come in and get us out of there. I have a message for you. We are not leaving. John, we're not going anywhere. We'll do our thing, please.
But it seems for now, their voices have been heard. Lawyers from West Coast Environmental Law countered the injunction in court today, and have been granted an extension until March 26th. The official blockade group say legal arguments are being presented that highlight the damages that would be done to the vulnerable ecosystems, species, and the Pachidat sacred places of prayer. For now, no arrests will be made, and the Rainforest Flying Squad will continue to stand their guard protecting the area. We'll continue to follow this story. My name is Jackie Lamport. This is the Capital Daily Podcast.